AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump predicted his party will have larger congressional majorities after November's midterm elections. The president made the remarks while addressing the National Republican Congressional Committee's annual fundraising dinner in Washington last night. He also said the U.S., quote, is winning so big in the war in Iran. Meanwhile, gas prices remain high, travelers are facing long airport security wait times, and many Americans remain concerned about steep costs of living. Senators are expected to vote today on a Republican proposal that would fund the Transportation Security Administration and much of the Department of Homeland Security, but it would exclude the enforcement and removal operations conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Pressure is mounting on Congress to end the funding shutdown that's resulted in travel disruptions and missed paychecks. During his speech, the president commended ICE for doing an unbelievable job at U.S. airports.
They had one line. It was 4 hours yesterday. And today was a half an hour. Big, big difference. And if we have to, we're going to send in the National Guard if we need to.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on conflicting statements from both the U.S. and Iran over its diplomatic efforts to end the war.
Iran has rejected a 15-point U.S. proposal, which Pakistani officials said included sanctions relief, a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, limits on missiles, and reopening the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil is normally shipped. However, the Islamic Republic issued its own plan via state TV. Some of its conditions include a halt to the killing of its officials, as well as setting up means to make sure no other war is waged against it. Other terms include reparations for the war and Iranian sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz.
This is AP News. A jury in Los Angeles finds Instagram and YouTube liable in a landmark social media addiction trial.
The plaintiff is a 20-year-old woman who says she became addicted to social media as a child, and it exacerbated her mental health struggles. Her attorney, Mark Lanier, says this sends a strong message.
Regardless of whether the children are getting sent pornographic pictures, regardless of whether they're being sexploited, regardless of those types of issues, just because of the features alone that drive addiction, these companies can be held accountable.
Other families were there backing this case. Juliana Arnold blames Instagram for her daughter's death.
They knew the harm, right? They knew the damage. They assess the risk and they move forward anyway.
Meta's Ashley Nicole Davis says they will appeal. The companies are being ordered to pay $6 million in damages. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.